We continue our interview with Liam Horden of Slieneagh Careers, and we're talking about interviews for primary school teachers. Pupils with special needs, Liam, what type of questions are likely to arise with regard to this?
Again, our research shows that questions that teachers might be asked in relation to special needs might be, what experience do you have in terms of working with special needs assistants? What's your understanding of the role of the special needs assistant and the role of the teacher, and how these roles might coexist effectively? There are very clear demarcations between where the work of the SNA starts and stops and where the work of the teacher starts and stops. And you need to know that. You need to know that as well as an SNA would know it. In fact, SNAs get asked that, SNA being special needs assistant, they get asked that all the time, and in their application forms they have to talk about that as well. You need to know exactly the boundaries that exist there. And also, you could be asked a very specific question like, we have two support teachers in this school. How would you work with them to improve the learning of the special needs children within your class? And again, that's all about the coexistence, learning to ensure that the special needs children get to learn at their pace in an environment that's conducive to learning for them, that's safe and warm for them, and also that the children in the class that you're teaching also get to learn at the pace that's appropriate to them as well. So it's not just about getting it totally right for the children with special needs, it's about getting it right for the whole classroom, and that's your responsibility in conjunction with the special needs assistant, and you need to be able to talk about that in a very real way as well. And again, as always, with reference to experience, what you did, how it worked out, and all of that kind of thing.
Thank you, Liam. Now, extracurricular activities, we know these are important in most schools. What questions do you think arise in relation to extracurricular?
Well, in some ways, you shouldn't have to be asked this question. If you have an extracurricular interest, be it sport or music or drama, you should be bringing that in yourself very early on in the interview to frame the interview. But you will be asked, or you could be asked, do you have an interest in some area in terms of extracurricular? What would you bring in that regard? What personal qualities would you bring to our staff room and to the overall extracurricular world within the school? And what I would say there is, you know, you might be somebody who wants to train the athletics team, but that's not just about making children, you know, bigger, stronger, faster kind of thing. It's also about developing their ability to work with the other people, to learn how to win, how to lose. It's part of socialising them and getting them to, you know, to ready for the world, so to speak. So don't just look narrowly to extracurricular. Look at what it does in terms of the holistic development of the pupil and what it brings to the overall school environment. And if you can talk at that level, you're bringing that whole extracurricular to way more than just that game of football or that skill you're coaching or that instrument they're learning. You know, you're teaching them stuff for life there at a philosophical level as well. So make sure you get that across too.
And finally, teachers, we know, work as members of a team usually. So are there any questions that you could predict arise about, you know, working as a member of a team or a community?
Yes, again, drawing on our surveying of teachers going for interview, how do you handle conflict with staff members or parents is a regular question. How would you involve parents in your classroom and with their children? That's a question as well. Do you have experience of working in a team beyond the school community as well? And what I would say there again, things like your experience beyond the school community, you should be getting those in right throughout the interview. Every chance you get, talk about your involvement in that sports club or in the debating society or in the, you know, whatever you're involved in. And not just, again, as I said a moment ago, not just what you're involved in, but what you've learned from being involved, what you promote by being involved, what attributes, what discipline, what sort of you know, philosophical thing you promote by being involved, so that it's not just a matter of being a member of a team, but it's about contributing, developing, learning, bringing the best out of other people. The conflict question is one that comes up regularly, and again, you must have your own way of dealing with it. Generally, people say it by approaching the individual involved directly, trying to diffuse it at that level, but if at a certain point you may need to bring somebody else in to help you as well. You must show personal responsibility, but also an understanding of where your jurisdiction starts and finishes as well. So they're regular questions that come up in those areas. And people, teachers interested in learning more about this, you go onto our website, sleenewatcareers.com. We do quite a degree of work with teachers at all levels, right up to going for principal jobs. And we'd be delighted to help anybody who needs assistance of that nature.